Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're so encouraged and excited that you've joined us here today. For our VFN TV audiences around the nation, around the world, and on the Gulf Coast Christian Television Network. We're just so honored to be in your living rooms Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And broadcasted cable and all the different ways that you get us. And, man, if you missed yesterday's program, you need to get it because it's letting you know up to date what's really taking place in the Middle East. And from a Christian perspective, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church, just so you know. I mean, we don't want everybody going like, oh, I just can't believe it. I mean, of all the things the disciples said when they're walking with God in the flesh,
right.
You know, dear Jesus, help our unbelief.
Right.
You know, unlike us, he would say, okay, we would say something like, what? I thought you were a believer.
I'm going to be crucified.
They're going to crucify me. And you don't even believe, you know. But it wasn't until after he was crucified did their eyes open up and they understand what was going on. Mm-hmm. Man, Lord, give Pat the patience of Job.
And the eyes.
Give us the, yeah, right.
And the what?
And the eyes.
In the eyes. Also joining me this morning is Pat.
Yes.
Pat.
Yeah,
Pat.
That's his name. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Patrick Shane Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
And join us this afternoon is Sean Ramos.
Sean, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Well, I'll tell you what. We are going to be covering what's taking place in Israel. They're still in this defensive posture. I had a chance to spend some significant time with the news sources in Israel.
Mm.
And believe it or not, the politics in Israel is a lot like the politics in America.
Mm.
Mm. From our perspective, I mean, this is just, I don't know, from looking at Prime Minister Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu is like, man, a world leader setting,
no doubt,
just patiently, strategically, setting aside his political agendas, is just saying, you know, he's doing what's right. Mm. And but then you listen to the local media, I'm like, my goodness, Lord, it sounds the same way, you know. And they're just being very critical of every decision. And it's like, he's keeping them from being hurt. Yeah. Not everybody's not that way, but it's just like, it's amazing. Mm. And then watching the Israeli Defense Force, which is your neighbor, your son, your husband, your daughter, your wife, who spends at least 30 days on reserve duty every single year. 30
really?
Days, approximately 30 days. And just watching that take place. And I thought, wow, what an amazing concept. What if we began to, you know, Pat's in shape. He could defend us in 30 days duty.
We'll send him out every 30 days.
Every 30 days.
I like that.
And and just watching how things happen there, I thought was pretty interesting. But we need to continue to keep Israel, you know, in our prayers. We have a report coming from the Jerusalem Post in just a moment, trying to give you an up-to-date view of what's taking place. But when you start hearing about Gaza, and I don't know if you have a map to Gaza right here. You probably put a map up, and you can see this thing. Most people don't know where Gaza is. You see to the left right there, above Egypt to the west of Israel, you're looking at a little place called Gaza. They call it Gaza Strip, so it's like a chicken strip, you know, some chicken fingers,
chicken tenders,
you know, just so small is why I call it a strip. And then look at the upper east side right there. It says West Bank. So you have Israel sandwiched between Gaza Strip and West Bank. So when you're talking about these two issues, that's like saying I'm having issues between my right and my left ear.
Right.
That's not good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so they're having to strategically do these different things. And when you're looking, you look at the map again, you look at Gaza right here, when you're seeing your red alert, if you downloaded your red alert, Israel, you're getting warnings continually that you see, you know, Ashkelon and all these different areas right around Gaza Strip where these missiles are going out. But realize they're going as far as Tel Aviv now. Look how high up Tel Aviv is. They're going, and not only that, I believe reports are that some has even come down from Lebanon now.
Lebanon and Syria.
And as we go to this report from, and we're also, by the way, we're going to be talking about our borders in America and some other very important things for us today. But we want to first just start out with, you know, the epicenter of the universe here.
Yeah.
And understand that their Gaza focus, as you can see this map, their Gaza focus. And if you're thinking about being Gaza focused, That means you're not focused on the West Bank. It means you're not focused on Jordan. There's actually top to this map that I can't even see this top of this map. But you have Libya, you have Syria, you have the Golan Heights. And remember the Golan Heights when we were over there in Tiberias? You could look over the Galilee and see that big stretch of Golan Heights that's over there.
Yeah.
And anything can be hit from anywhere from Golan Heights because it's the mountainous range and all. And so their focus, as you can see on that southern part of Israel, is sort of like, get our attention down here. And when we get back from listening to what's happening in Jerusalem from the Jerusalem Post, we're going to go right into talking about where what we really have to be concerned about, what the Lord laid on my heart and began to speak to me. And it was just the whole suspicion was even brought out this morning with Pat Robinson, CBN. He said this very same thing. And they don't want to get involved in this whole distraction going on. And we'll be talking about a prophetic dream from Nicole up in Maryland that God has spoken to her, and a vision about two things are going to happen. One's going to seem bad, but the other is going to be horrifically bad. And possibly this is it. Watch this.
An attempt by Israel to enter into an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire with Hamas collapsed on Tuesday when Gazan terrorists continued to fire rockets and a fragment from a mortar shell killed an Israeli man. 37-year-old Dror Hanin of Beit Aryeh was killed at the Erez crossing near the northern Gaza Strip in the evening. Hanin was volunteering to distribute food to soldiers at the border crossing. He is the first Israeli to be killed by enemy fire during Operation Protective Edge. At a press conference on Tuesday night, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that if Hamas continues to launch rockets, Israel has no choice but to retaliate.
Hamas chose to continue the war. He will pay the price for this decision. Those who try to destroy the citizens of Israel, Israel will destroy them. If there is no fire, our answer is fire.
At least four rockets were intercepted by the Iron Dome over the greater Tel Aviv area this morning in the latest barrage of projectiles launched from the Gaza Strip. In addition to Tel Aviv and its surroundings, the brace of rockets set off code red rocket alert sirens in Ashdod, Herzliya, Ramat HaSharon, and Petah Tikva. A house in South Tel Aviv was lightly damaged with shrapnel, however, no injuries were reported. The IDF resumed airstrikes on Hamas targets across the Strip on Tuesday after the post-ceasefire rocket launching resumed from Gaza. The Air Force hit some 30 targets in the span of minutes. The IDF sent messages to residents in northern Gaza late on Tuesday, advising them to evacuate their homes by 8 a.m. this morning. According to Israeli media reports, the IDF then delayed operations to allow Gazans more time to evacuate their homes. They also dropped leaflets for residents in northern Gaza and sent recorded messages and placed calls warning civilians to leave and distance themselves from Hamas operatives as part of the Israeli efforts to minimize civilian harm ahead of potential strikes. The leaflets told residents that despite a truce, Hamas and terror organizations continue to fire rockets, and that the IDF therefore plans to strike in retaliation. If ordered into the Gaza Strip, IDF ground forces say they are ready for whatever they may encounter, be it anti-tank missiles, heavy urban combat, subterranean warfare, or other challenges. An IDF source said that this is the combat that characterizes a terror organization. The IDF has maintained large numbers of ground forces on the Gaza border since the beginning of Operation Protective Edge. According to security sources, Hamas planned to employ bomb-filled tunnels to facilitate large-scale killing sprees and kidnapping attacks on the border throughout the operation. Officials believe only a ground maneuver can truly deal with the growing threat of tunnels that straddle the border.
JPost.com, get your updates from Israel, what's taking place. They do a really, really good job. And I believe also I24News.com as well, which is a 24-hour news cycle coming out of Israel. So you're looking at, when we're looking at this map here, we're talking about Gaza. And you think about it that, you know, it's not a major, it's something they could easily deal with.
Yeah.
It's the most densely reportedly, this is what they report.
Yeah.
It's the most densely populated nation on the face of the earth.
1.7 million people live in the Gaza Strip.
Right.
Wow.
So to evacuate all those people with leaflets and all, I mean, Israel's great compassion.
Right. Well, and to, I mean, so if you roll in there with these big machinery, and if you've ever seen that before where they had to go in, I mean, it's almost like you might accidentally run over someone. Everybody's so close together. Yeah. You know, you think of India, I mean, well, India, people part like the sea. Well, you know, so it's Gaza focus, and it could be, this is just because they cannot have, they do not have the power to defeat Israel. Israel has the ability to just eliminate Gaza from the face of the earth. They're not going to. They're, by the way, Gaza came to pass because Israel gave them that land.
Yeah.
So land for peace didn't work there, didn't work in the West Bank. It's just not working. But, and God's going to judge in the Valley of Jehoshaphat in the last days, judge mankind, what they did with Israel, what you did to Israel, what you did to the land, how you divided the land. So we don't want to buy in. I was hopefully get a chance to discuss a prophetic word by Chuck Pierce that just came out talking about this is a wartime, speaking of spiritual wartime, but also natural wartime in regards to what's taking place in Israel. But borders, this is a war for borders. And it's going to be a war for borders personally, a war for borders, obviously, naturally, as you're seeing. What you're seeing, wars, this is what wars do. Wars change borders.
Yeah.
They change leaders. And so when a war happened in the American-Mexican War, I mean, all of a sudden borders changed. When the war happens, you start seeing, you know, borders change, leaders change, governments change. And so that's why once you say, why would somebody want to have war? It's because they want more land. They want a new government.
They want the resources in that land.
They want the resources in that land. And so, and hopefully we'll get a chance. We'll definitely post his word on the VFN Torch where you can read it, and it's just fresh. It's interesting also, by the way, remind me to talk to you about Denton, Texas, because there is a epicenter right now of the greatest source of fracking oil, probably 30 years worth of oil. And in Denton.
Interesting.
Yes. And
to say the least.
So then, so they're looking at this little place, as you see on your map, Gaza Strip. Look at this, right above Egypt. It's west of Israel. Really, it is Israel, but they just gave it to them. And then you look at the very top here, if you could pull the whole map out some so you can see the northern borders, that that LEB at the top is Lebanon, and you have Golan Heights, you have Syria, you have Jordan there, Saudi Arabia is to the right. But if you go up a little bit to the right, what you can't see on the map, you have Iraq. And that's where you have ISIS right now. You have ISIS in Syria, and you have ISIS in Iraq. You have ISIS talking about coming down in Jordan. Now, you see Jordan right there. Now watch them coming down in Jordan, which means they're all over. This is what last night on Fox News is reported, that one particular person who served over several presidencies, I can't think of her name right now, McFarland, I think her name is, that she's saying Israel's surrounded on every single side, has an enemy on every single side. But everybody's focused on Gaza. When you listen to the people of Israel interviewed and talking to them, they're Gaza-focused. And Gaza is, you can get hurt by Gaza. There's already one fatality, yes, and they're firing, basically throwing big, huge rocks. They call them missiles. They can do much, and just lobbing them over the lines. But understand that it's almost like they're trying to draw them into a land battle. And this is the big thing. When we get back from this break, we want to talk about this, because right now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's got to decide, you know, will I go in? Because the only way we can deal with these tunnels and things they have down and all this weaponry, which you wonder, you know, who funded this? Where did this come from? And this is like a tumor in the land of Israel that's trying to cause cancerous destruction of the Jewish people and the Jewish state. And where did it come from? Where did it come from? How did it get there? And if what's going to happen if they get their 20, 30,000 troops inside this little small Gaza area, densely populated area, they're trying to be real careful because they don't want, like the ambassador said yesterday, if you heard him on VFN TV, the way they win is less deaths of the Palestinians. Yeah. The way the Hamas wins is more deaths of the Palestinians in their mindsets. And so that they'll be focused trying to have a surgical thing going on in Gaza, while all along, if you've heard me, and I know that you guys have heard me, I'm concerned about the north. The north, I'm concerned about ISIS, who's beheading and crucifying and killing the Jews and the Christians. And their agenda, radical Islam, is to come down and to remove Israel from the face of the earth and push them into the sea. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
In a time of great peril, the light of liberty grows dim with every passing day. Listener, your nation needs you this summer in Washington, D.C. My name is Rodney Howard Brown, and I'm inviting you to come to celebrate America, to be held at the Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Hall for the first 3 weeks in July. Celebrate America is going to be a spiritual invasion of a Jesus kind. You, your church, your youth group, we're calling all the believers to come and be a part to help take J.C. to D.C. Your nation is counting on you. July the 1st through the 19th will be nightly meetings held at the DAR at 7 p.m. and then mass evangelism in the mornings on the streets. Admission, of course, is free. Come and celebrate America's heritage, the 238th birthday, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, who acknowledged firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The only hope for America is another great spiritual awakening. If not now, when? If not you, who? Enlist today for free at CelebrateAmericaDC.com. That is CelebrateAmericaDC.com.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here. What's better than a free eye exam? Double your money back when you bring me your eye doctor's prescription.
Come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
The $50 Eye Guy.
Can a religious club at a public school have a web page advertising their meetings? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I wanted to find out the rights of a student organization at a public institution. Do they have a right to have a student organization web page for a Christian organization?
Well, that would depend on whether they allow the other student groups to have websites, because what the Supreme Court decided in 1990, and this is obviously was before the growth and the real birth of the Internet as we know it today, the Supreme Court said it equal access was entitled the students to official recognition, which said access to the school's media. The question is, with regard to a website, I think it would follow within the same logic to include a website. It's actually a great question. Hang on the line. What I'm going to do is get you in touch right now with some of our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice to help you out, okay?
Stay informed, get involved, and make a difference. Visit the American Center for Law and Justice at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-out right attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. We are discussing the northern borders of Israel and the southern borders in regards to Gaza. As you're looking at this map that is up on the screen, as you're talking about it continually, and why as the church, why as Christians are we talking about Israel? First of all, those who bless Israel will be blessed by God. Those who curse Israel will be cursed by God. And he says, you know, The Lord, God, never slumbers of sleeps, slumbers or sleeps as he looks over Israel. And if we care about the heart of God, we care about where he's not sleep. He stays up 24/7. You know what I'm saying? We're the only ones that need sleep.
Right.
And sometimes I don't think we can even do that. Sometimes. No. and so this is God's heart, you know, and his apple of his eye and all that. But when you're looking at this, I mean, you think about it, all this commotion's going on. And Gaza, everybody's talking about Gaza. And they're just fueling into it. They're not like, you know, and you see the narrative in the world of those who, I saw this morning on a report on maybe The Blaze or something, but there's a singer called Rihanna. Mm. And it said, free Palestinians.
Yeah.
Something like that. And she apologized for it afterwards because she was bombarded, I guess. And it's like, this is the mindset of a lot of people. They're thinking that actually the Palestinians are the ones who are
victims here.
The victims. Mm. And the reality is that they can, any time they could have, and they've turned down treaty after treaty of saying, come be a citizen of Israel.
Yeah.
You have all these rights. You'll be the freest men and women in the Middle East. You'll have the right to vote, but come and join us.
Well, they
and,
can have the West Bank. They can have their own Palestinian state. They just refuse to accept Israel as a
but
nation.
Even Israel said, come on in.
Yeah.
They said, come on. You can enjoy this blessing that we've been talking about. Yeah. But the thing is that they're not satisfied until they eliminate the Jews from a land that their forefathers didn't even want because they thought it was just a useless piece of land, right?
That's right.
So you're looking at Gaza, as you can see on the map here, and you know the tensions in Egypt. They just went and negotiated supposedly a peace treaty in Egypt, but Hamas turned it down. Israel accepted it, and as they accepted it, Hamas was still bombing, throwing shooting missiles up into Israel. And you see how easy it is; it's just right there in Israel. But then, as they're looking right here, this is the sensing from that prophetic unction is, God spoke to us recently from one of our family members in regards to maybe about a week ago. Was it a week ago?
Probably. Yeah, about a week ago.
And as we're, and that's basically, God speaking to us and we're letting you know what he's, we know in part and prophesy in part, but hey, it's one big prophecy.
That's right.
And so, there is this distraction going on where this orange snakes show up, and there's these three orange snakes together, and obviously they're dangerous, and so someone goes to focus on these orange snakes, but they don't realize it. While they're focused on these orange snakes, there's three of them, that there's three black snakes that appear, and they don't even pay attention to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're more dangerous. And when you look at something like Ira Milligan, and he talks about the different colors and what they mean, that that it's like not bad, but the ultimate bad when these colors are together. And so the church was focused on the orange, and we should have been focused on the orange and the black. And I feel like as we're talking this morning, we're praying that right now it looks like, based on this present day meaning, that how Americans are.
Yeah.
It's about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us. I mean, that was me.
Yeah.
Right?
Shiny object.
Right.
Shiny object.
And it's like, no, it couldn't be something about the apple of God's eye, right?
Right.
Right. And so here they are focused potentially on this orange snakes, and it is a serious issue. But that's nothing compared to Syria, Lebanon, Hezbollah, ISIS, which is the Islamic State that's established there. Jordan fighting for its life because they bought in last time. Saudi Arabia, where I believe Mecca is, and Saudi Arabia. All of that, what you're looking at this United Arab League of Muslim Nations, 21
countries, I believe.
Yeah, 20 that President Barack Obama just handed over to the king of Rush.
Putin.
Yeah, President Putin, when they were saying, listen, we'll pay you, America. We'll pay for the battle. If you'll go defeat, which is very interesting, if you'll go defeat Syria, we'll just pay for it. And President Obama just says, hands this big football off of you with this American terminology, over to President Putin. So he turned all that United Arab League over to President Putin. And President Putin, according to what John Paul Jackson prophesied in 2008, is that Putin is going to be involved in, some of the words already come to pass, taking over Ukraine. Yeah. The issue is the economy. He needs the oil prices to go up so he can pay off his debt and stimulate the economy in Russia. Mm-hmm. Well, we gave them the Arab League. The tension's going on in Iran right now.
And we walked away from Syria. I mean, of a sudden, all these killings are happening in Syria. The nation's about to be toppled.
Yes.
There was a red line that was drawn by the president. These chemicals were used.
Right.
They found out they were used, and no action was taken.
Right.
While Christians are being killed, churches are being burned.
Crucified.
And there's refugees all over the place. And the King of Jordan can't even take anymore.
Yes. And it was first the dictators. This was the word that was given sometime back. First the dictators, then the kings. Mm. And now the King of Jordan is teetering on the edge of existence prophetically. That's all we can tell you is prophetically, not in regards to news reports, but they're talking about coming in. Now ISIS coming into the northern borders of Jordan. And in Jordan, that means it would be right on the east border of Israel. I mean, this is serious, serious. As Chuck Pierce said, this is a war for borders. And the biggest thing is that based on what the Lord is showing me prophetically and others prophetically, that this is not good. This is not good. And ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And right now, think about it. If the entire church would rise up in America, repent first, and then begin to say, listen, wake up. Because there's more people who profess to be Christians in America than you know, others, you know. And being a Christian means that we will actually love the others that aren't Christians. Yeah. So it's not about a negative thing towards them. But also God would sustain our country. And he says, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he'll heal from heaven and heal our land. And then we can once again, in the days of Harry Truman, we can stand up and say, the weight of America is behind this, and we will stand with Israel. Militarily, we'll stand with Israel. But the situation is, at this point, you think about the Palestinian president, you know, Abbas, that he himself did what our current president has done. He's merged himself, made some sort of covenant with Hamas, which is just a militant arm, reportedly, of the Muslim Brotherhood. And we've done the same thing. As a matter of fact, you know, reports from yesterday, you know, we were talking about, you know, Pat Robinson reporting that our president's popularity now is 72% approval rating from American Muslims. So, I mean, he's really doing really well in those polls. About 52% are disapproved of him as Americans as a whole. Mm-hmm. And one of the reporters from CBN was asked at one time, he says, what's fueling these guys in ISIS? What is fueling these radical Islam? And he said, they believe that America is standing with them in this. Mm. They have pictures of our president that they're putting out there saying that he's with them in this. And all I can think about is 7 months to bury the bodies, 7 years to burn the weapons. Where are the weapons? We already saw them. They're in Syria. All those weapons, take all that time to be able to burn those weapons. More when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I've called you to be my witnesses, Jesus said. Who will tell them? Who will I send? The harvest is plentiful, but those that I would send are few. Will you go for me? Will you tell them? I've given you that job, but you won't even bring me up at the job I gave you. I've given you that relationship, but you won't even bring your relationship to me. I've given you that home, and you have all these other gods in your home. When will you be sold out for me? When? I love you. I call you my own. I'm calling you to myself. I have proven my love for you. Prove yours for me. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. I'll cherish it. I'll heal your broken heart. I'll deliver you from the captive. I'll set you free. I'll use you in my kingdom.
You've just been listening to a moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
I want to thank you for everybody that's joining in on our Facebook. You know, you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV. These are go to VFNTV and click on that. But think about it. It is so cool. Every day, no matter where you are, inside the community with over a billion people now, 1/6 of the world's population is in this particular community. Everybody's saying, you got a Facebook. We got a Facebook. Mm-hmm. We got a Facebook, and it's over, I don't know, it's over 5,000. It's just clicking up, and just you're joining us, and we're so excited about that because every day we're in communication. All the highlights that are on your VFNTV app, that's at VFNTV.com, is also on your Facebook, so it follows us everywhere we go. We got a virtual audience, a virtual stadium, if you would, that was being filled all around the world, and now we're in the Facebook community. Thank you, and if you have not yet, you know, go to our Facebook and like us. Go to Facebook.com/VFNTV and click on like. And what does that mean? When you do that, every post that goes out on our Facebook shows up on your Facebook every single day. So you can say, hey, that segment was about me. I want to be encouraged today. Maybe every day you listen to the Wisdom Moment. Maybe there's God's news behind the news and something's coming up that says, you know, I needed to know what God's perspective, the word is on that particular thing. Listen, this is the conversation that we're having together in the virtual audience of our Facebook. Go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook, or at VFNFacebook.com/VFNTV.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. So the reason why we are focusing at first today on Israel is so that we can change our mindsets and say our prayer can be, dear God, protect the northern and eastern borders, all the borders of Israel. I mean, you think about Operation Protective Edge, right? Yeah.
Protect Israel, protect the borders.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. You were saying before the break that, you know, they actually believe that the Islamists and the terrorists, that the president is with them or the country is with them. Well, the reason why in Egypt there was a ceasefire that they brokered because the new president, they just got the Muslim Brotherhood out, who we've empowered to be in there. And that became even more evident when Morsi, who was removed the year after the anniversary, they were putting pictures up, the president, saying the president was supporting terrorists with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes.
And so Hamas is the military arm of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, reportedly.
Yeah,
is,
reportedly. Yeah. So we would definitely want to keep peace on that Egyptian border.
Right.
And so it's really the issue is the north.
You right.
Know, really, everything's pointing to the north.
And if you look prophetically, the enemy comes from the north. Mm-hmm. Gog, Magog. I mean, you're looking at Russia and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the prophetic words given at the beginning of the year, Pat Robinson, was that he believes the Lord has shown him that Iran will have nuclear weapon for the end of this years out. It's not like we're stopping them or anything. And it's just one Saul Alinsky methodology after another going on. And as long as there is a crisis going on, and you've noticed that what's interesting too, just to notice this, instead of thinking that we want to blame folks, notice it's not just crisis with human beings and leadership. There's crisis with the weather. There's crisis in the economy. There's crisis on all these different scales, which means that, you know, men think they're doing it. You know, Pharaoh right. thought he was doing it.
Right.
But God was hardening Pharaoh's heart so he could accomplish. He wanted to show himself mighty. And so this many crises going on, and men are intentionally wanting to create them. So people just focus on the shiny object. They look at the crisis while they're doing different things. And my biggest concern is, and I really felt all along, since Gaza is so simple to handle, but yet it's a huge distraction, and watching people's mindsets, the people that don't understand
And by the way, to stand with what Palestinians are doing right now is to stand against God, by the way, just so you, just so you know. And the human beings, standing with the human beings and praying for their salvation is fine, but for the ones who are dead set against Israel and dead set against the Jews who want this, mean them harm, you can't stand with that mindset. You stand with it. You're to be friendship with the world is to be at enmity with God. It's like, that's not even like an enemy of God. It's like setting yourself at a place that you can never come back from.
Right.
And so you don't, it's not about this social justice movement where you're, you know, I just want, God loves everybody. Yeah, he loves everybody, but everybody doesn't love God.
That's right.
And so you have to understand the context of that. And so the reason why I'm talking about it is so that you can focus on the northern border. If we focus on the northern border, if we focus on the study the maps, look at this map here while I'm talking, and just you know, if you have to carry it with you, and especially download the Red Alert Israel app, so you can, when you see it, shows you specifically which city the missile is going into, going into Israel, and back it off it a little bit so we can see the whole map right here. And just begin to just understand, dear God, I just pray that you would protect Israel from the West Bank, from Gaza, from the Egyptian border, the Jordanian border, the Syrian border, the Lebanon border, and Golan Heights. And just that God would protect them and that he would set his angels around those borders. And even though we're looking at the Iron Dome take these things down, I can't help but just see an angel in the air just grabbing those things and smacking them down. Because, you know, you can shoot a bullet at what you plan to eat, but it's only God that causes those things to meet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And all of a sudden now you have, you know, a deer for dinner. But it's just, and God can cause a bullet to miss. And these things, the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God. So I want to just encourage you, as the media is trying to get everybody focused on Gaza, they're having better reporters in Gaza. And you're watching Israel be very, very careful. I believe that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu understands that if we go in, if we carry 30,000 troops into to this small piece of land, we're actually closed in. It's like a trap.
Yeah,
it's just trap. And all of a sudden, you have the prime soldiers locked down in Gaza. Why all of a sudden they come in from ISIS comes in from the north? Somebody says, "Well, ISIS wouldn't do that." Did you see the reports on ISIS? They came in. They stole all of our military grade weapons that we left behind in Iran. $1 billion worth of finances out of the banks. They got the oil fields in the northern Iraq, and
they found uranium.
They found wow. weapons of mass destruction, and nobody's talking about that.
Of course not.
The reports are that the ISIS, the terrorists that came over from Syria and was in Syria, they found weapons of mass destruction.
90 pounds of it.
You know, 90 pounds of it. And that's the reports. You never know if a liar is telling the truth or not. But it's just amazing. So I just want to encourage you to just pray for Israel. You know, have history find you on the right side, because there's going to be a day that we stand before God and like, what did you do? It's not like a lot of people tell you. It's not like a lot of people tell you that God doesn't care that you don't care. He's going to divide us all up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to divide us all up. And the ones who cared about humanity, the ones who cared about Israel, that cared about his people, are going to be on one side. He defines them as sheep. And the ones who didn't care and didn't think it worthwhile and didn't pause, he's going to call them goats. He's going to call them goats.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to talk to the sheep. He's going to talk to the people who did care and did pay attention. He's going to say, you know, well done. And they don't know. But listen, they don't know they're doing this. They're just being kind to folks because God said, love men and help them out. And he says, you know, you were kind to me. And they say, when was this? And he says, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did to me. But the goats, he's going to say, when I had all these issues going on, you didn't even do anything for me. And they're like, we would have done something for you if we would have known. God's hand is on Israel. Israel exists because of God. If you're not standing with God, you're having a goat response to Israel. And you want to have a sheep response, understanding that blessed they will not see the Lord again until they understand that God has sent us to them to deliver them the message of the Messiah. And he says, you won't even see me again. Do you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord?
So I just want to encourage you, just think about that perspective. And we're about to be talking about the borders in just a moment and kind of getting a perspective of what's going on in America. But understand, first of all, let's, you know, first Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then America, mm-hmm. and America's borders. So we just want to start our program talking about the borders there and to begin to pray. God does look for a man who'll pray. He looks for a woman who actually will step outside themselves, deny themselves time or food or something and fasting and just say, "Dear Lord, protect Israel, save Israel," so he doesn't have to destroy the land. He looks for someone to stand in the gap. And I believe he's found a lot. You know, just I really enjoy, you know, talking with our audience when I get a chance to go out and had a chance to spend time with Dell, one of our audience last night, and just talking about how he's being encouraged. And I'm excited about who our audience is and that they care and they're listening. And we're doing this thing together. God's leading us. And he says, if any two agree, well, imagine all of us in agreement. Mm-hmm. It's just a powerful thing. And I encourage you to begin to share with your friends. Begin to share with your friends this light. Begin to share with your friends BFN TV, the daily radio program. I mean, because we're going to need to be in agreement. We're going to have to walk into agreement. It's not political agreement. It's nothing to do with politics. That is not our answer. A byproduct of us being in agreement with God, you know, godly leadership will happen. But first, you've got to get in agreement with God. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you, begin to share with your friends how to connect up to the broadcast, how to be able to connect up to VFN Radio, VFN TV, VFN The Torch that goes out on a daily basis. Sign up for our newsletter, The Torch. I mean, every way you can, get your friends signed up. And when you get The Torch, when it comes to you, there's a way at the very bottom of that you can share with 10 of your friends. Just go down there and click the word share, and then you can begin to share it with your friends. It's important. This is not your everyday. We're not in this for any reason other than, God, we want your will to take place on the face of the earth. Dear God, you know, we want a third great awakening. We want Israel to survive through this. We want to see the best days and believe the best days for the churches ahead. But it's all of us turning towards our one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the church, and just saying, dear God, forgive us, lead us, we're yours. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden he says, repent, so times of refreshing will come upon you. It's exciting, because that's all it requires of us, is to repent. More we get back from the break. Talking about the borders in America when we get back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an I something or an N something, and put it on your desk at work and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment that you just, like, catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment, the whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says, as a witness to them,
letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I don't really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
The producer of VFN Radio program. Amazing man that handles pressure almost good.
Almost.
But much better than, remember?
Oh, yeah.
There was a day.
Me too.
There was a day.
We just thought that was pressure.
I don't know what that was.
What time does Star Trek come on? I gotta hurry. Right?
Yeah, for real.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
What's taking place on the borders of America? Isn't it interesting that just like Chuck Pierce is talking about, we're going to make this word available to you on the torch. You got it, got it. It is a time to choose your wars carefully, the title of it. And the word came, I think, at 5:15 a.m. in the morning out of, course, Corinth, Texas. And the whole thing is about borders. And it's serious when, think about this, that God's designed your body where your skin prevents things from entering into your system. Mm-hmm. And when things do penetrate our skin, we get things called sickness. Things start happening. We get exposed to something. They say, you know, if you get this on your hands, wash it quickly, because if you touch it to your eye, if you touch it to your mouth, then it's going to, you know, cause you to lose your sight. It's going to cause it to enter your body or something of that nature. And so somehow it's transmitted from, and so it's, so the skin is just this layer of protection in our body that God has created. And so your skin is a border for things that may harm you on the inside. And so it's important for you to maintain your border. I mean, you need to maintain it. You have to protect it. You know, some of the things that you do, you watch where you go, what you're touching, what's happening. You keep your, you know, you wash your skin, and all these different things take place.
Put some sunscreen on, right, Pat?
Yes. Sunscreen on. And, or the fact, too, that you, if you get, you know, you skint your knee or something of that nature, you immediately begin to take care of an opening on your border, because then disease can penetrate your body, and all of a sudden you can have a staph infection, or it can get worse. And so that's easy to understand. People go to the doctor when their personal border is violated. Mm. They go to the doctor and say, listen, there's something that used to be on the outside of me that's now on the inside of me, and it's causing me, and they talk about symptoms. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the simplest thing is we have to maintain our borders. If you're raising children, you're telling them, wash your hands. You need to maintain your borders, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, these different things that we tell them.
Take a bath.
Take a bath.
Brush your teeth.
Brush all your teeth.
Yeah.
All your teeth. And, yes, put deodorant under both arms.
This is important.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
How did you know I didn't do it? So
trust me, son.
Yeah, right. And so when you're looking at this, that's simple to understand. But for some reason, mankind gets to a point, once they've been free for a while, once that they had a place of peace for a while, all of a sudden they think nothing can penetrate their skin, that you can't die. You know, all of a sudden they become real, you know, that you look at these diseases that are coming over our border, not the people, but the diseases some of them are bringing in regards to tuberculosis and others are talking about. You're looking at these viruses they found just in storage, you know, from the 50s. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the anthrax eras and CDC, and people don't understand. That's how nations die. That's how most of the First Nation people, the Indians, died when the white man comes to America. It wasn't through battles. It actually, they brought a bacterial or a virus, and they caught the virus, and they died. Mm-hmm. It's happened. The Black Plague happened. You have the thing, same thing that happened in Great Britain when some of the Asian folks came and brought a particular Asian flu there over history. And so you can die. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people die with these things. And so you have to maintain some safety. So when you're looking at our borders of our nation, think of it like every day with your with your children or with yourself. You're actually maintaining what comes into your body, what's not inside your body. And that just keeps you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to know before you actually swallow that pill, you need to read the bottle and find out if it's going to damage you. Before you eat that food, you need to know, is this good food? Is it spoiled? Is it wrong? Something wrong with it? And so it's nothing wrong for you to evaluate the food before you actually eat it.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with that because you look at, you can die from these different kind of diseases. So when people are coming across our border, we have these things called laws. And the laws are the same laws you probably lay down in your house with your kids. You know, before you do that, talk to me.
Hello.
Because I know how what's going to have to be done to protect you. So there's a laws established not to keep people out, but just to be able to monitor what's coming in so that the nation stays healthy. Imagine America being a human body and these people that are coming, want to be a part and come into this human body called America. They could be great. I mean, just beautiful. Make the body stronger. It could be like vitamins, you know what I'm saying? They could be like nutrients and we're all of us are working together inside this body called America. But some of them could be disease. Some of them could carry some sort of quote spiritual genetic trait called gang. What's the G?
Gangrene?
Not gangrene. The Mexican gangs, they're called
MS-13
is the name of a gang. It's not a disease, but you could think of that. So all of a sudden we let this possible MS-13 type people penetrate the skin of America and come in. All of a sudden now America has a cancer, if you would, in a city. We have a cancer. 2,000 immigrants reportedly by the Blaze just got brought into Dallas.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, we need to take care of folks, but they needed to first talk to the doctors and talk to go through the law process. And if you're illegal, I mean, if you broke the laws, it's not the fact that the law's not there to hurt you. There's to help you because if you're going to be an American, you're going to need the same skin to protect you in the future.
No doubt.
But if you bust open a wound in this body, you open up an area in this body that causes things to come in. But you might not be carrying something, but now that you've opened up this hole in the borders, that all of a sudden everything pours through. And so we have these things called laws. This has nothing to do with humans being good or bad. I mean, God, every man's created in the image and the likeness of God. And we are a law. If you take the test to be a citizen of the United States, by the way, it's an amazing test. And you see it on the VFN torch. We actually took it in a funny way, but just took it that you understand that this is a nation of laws.
Mm-hmm.
Without laws, we're not a nation anymore.
All right.
And so when we violate these laws, and laws are being violated left and right, I mean, historically, I mean, think about it, that we may have to go back and apologize to anybody that ever historically that we said that you violated these laws because that pales in comparison with the laws that are being violated today. But then if you look at America in a different eye, you can say, well, wait a minute, there's a lot of laws that were violated back then that the same perspective is being done today.
Sure.
And so you're kind of stuck between, yeah, you're right, but, you know, this is not of God. It's leading America away from God. It's leading America away from its founding principles instead of, like, for example, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, we need to go back to the original tent of this nation. We need to hold ourselves to what the original tent was. He says, I'm only holding you to what's on the papers.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back and read the Constitution and understand that the whole purpose, for example, our president, when he or even she gets into office, one of their main responsibilities is to protect our borders. That's one of the huge responsibilities. So it's not like, hey, I got this great agenda. I'm going to try to squeeze in a little immigration law here, a little bit. It's like, you've got to protect us.
Yeah.
You're supposed to make sure our skin is taken care of, that whatever penetrates our skin is not going to cause damage to us. And right now we have what it looks like, based on the reports, We have our people who are meant to protect us, slicing us open and cutting us and wounding us all around our borders. And this good things and bad things are coming in simultaneously. And it's like nobody's monitoring it. Reports are that if you're on a border patrol, which we think of our border patrol, but people that are in the midst of it, they're saying the reports from the blazes, if you take a picture with your phone, and you're not allowed to have your phone, and you take a picture with it, you get fired instantly.
Yeah.
If you let anybody know what's coming in the skin of America, if you let anybody know what's coming into this body, the people who are there supposed to be protecting us, but they're up under the very leadership whose job is to protect us from enemies foreign and domestic, outside our borders and inside our borders, outside our skin and inside our skin. And right now we are wounded. The body is bringing all kinds of things are coming into our nation. In our next program, we're going to talk in more detail about what's taking place. It's not the fact that, that people are coming in. It's the fact that whatever wants to come in, good or bad, diseased or undiseased, people who intend harm. And one of the things we'll be talking about in our next program is they're finding radical Islam, Islamic manuals interpreting from a particular language to English, teaching them how to be able to come in. And a particular professor in the Middle East is saying this is how they wanted to bring in weapons into America. Make sure you catch us in our next program. God bless, and don't forget, when these things happen, look up, for our redemption draws near.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Jesus himself said this. He said, the verdict is in. Bam. I mean, you know, you remember when the jury comes in and the judge ordering the court, they open the little piece of paper where your whole life can just like, what? And it opens it up and the verdict is in, and Jesus says, some people just love the prince of darkness. They just love darkness. They love the deeds you could do in darkness. There's some folks that just love Lucifer's stuff.
You just dust your feet and you move on. This is the relationship. You can't, if you try to force somebody to have a relationship with God, you don't even have a concept of Him. And secondly, you might not even know Him. Besides, forced relationship by our own laws is called rape. You have to want to be with God. It's a choice. Which is so cool because God wants to be with you.